This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So, piggybacking on what I just told you, how I landed that Chamber of Commerce job, that job was one of the best jobs I've worked. Some of the best group of people I have worked for. In fact, they were the best group of people I have worked with and for. Everybody had positive attitudes. It was great. We had free tickets to the Dayton Dragons, like bonuses. Our Christmas parties were off the chain. It was the president and the leaders giving back to the employees. It was great. I planned on being there for years. But one day, we walk into the office to horror. It was just a typical day. Everybody walked to the office. I think by then I was making sandwiches and selling sandwiches to my coworkers. It was great. But not more than an hour after we started our day, people were being called one by one downstairs. And I was tasked to cover the front desk reception while my replacement 3 years ago was called downstairs. So this lady replaced me when I was promoted within 6 months to membership, retention, and special events. She came back upstairs. It was like crazy because everybody was quiet. It was a lot of movement, a lot of people going back and forth downstairs. And I saw this firsthand because I was at the front desk. When she came back upstairs, she was crying, bawling her eyes out. Like, I was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I can't say anything. I'm sorry. Oh. And she was like, so upset. And she was about to get her things, and security walked her out. And one by one, each person that came out of the interview or meeting was walked out by security. So when it was my turn to go downstairs, everybody was told, when you go back upstairs, don't say anything to anybody what happened. So when I went downstairs, I was offered a promotion. And of course, more pay. But my job duties has expanded. So I was already in charge of the after hours meeting. Like, we had meetings like at local restaurants, local businesses,
and I was checking in people. It was fun. It was great time. But I was always coming home late, 8, 9 o'clock late. And I had 2 kids that were in middle school. And when they offered me a promotion, at the time, I had to say yes because I didn't have anything else directly to back me up. So I said yes. But I resigned 3 months later and opened my own store across from the Dayton Mall. So that day, 15 people lost their jobs with no warning, no severance pay package, no nothing. And the part that really upset me is that they walked the people out like they were criminals. They had security walk them out like they were criminals. And my immediate boss, who hired me 3 months prior, he had been there for 27 years. 27 years. He was the face of the company, the voice of the company. He was Mr. Chamber of Commerce in my eyes. They let him go without anything. Luckily, he had voice gigs, radio gigs, you know, that he was doing on the side. But still, after 27 years, yeah, that's crazy. And I got to thinking, what will happen a month from now? Would they have another downsizing? I have 2 little kids. So, I already had an online store on eBay. And this was 1999. So, I had an online store. I've written and published my first book at the time. So, I'm thinking, now's a good time to start over. So, I opened my store across from the Dayton Mall. It didn't do well because I didn't know really anything about running a business back then. But I just had to get away. I couldn't be in that environment because things just didn't feel the same anymore. All the laughter was gone. People were still having fun, but not genuine fun. And then my membership supervisor left. She was the best boss, I'm telling you. She was the best. Friendly, like goofy fun, like crazy. When she left, I was like, because I think she made the move to bring me back to her department because I was so warm and friendly, and everybody that came in had a good word for me. I met all the membership people had membership businesses, like the face of the business. It was good. I was meeting news reporters, government executives, but I just couldn't stay there any longer for the fear of what was going to happen in 2 months, 3 months. Well, I'd be all of a sudden without a job, without benefits. So I left. That's why you need back-of-pocket skills. Back pocket skills are skills you acquire on your own time. You don't have to wait for your organization to approve trainings or TDYs for you to learn. Temporary duty learning. You learn on your own. You go to school, you keep learning, you keep those back pocket skills, because you don't want to wait until the day that the employer lets you go. You want to have that power, the option to leave when you want to, because you have those skills you can rely on. You don't have to have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. You can go to Sinclair, take a couple courses. You can take automotive courses on your own time. But continuous learning will keep you confident that if something happens with your job, you have something to fall back on. I've been in my job now for going on 22 years. I work for the government. And every 3 or 6 months, they talk about a government shutdown. I went through my... I've been through 3 shutdowns. The longest was in 2013, when we were shut down for a month or two, maybe 3 months. I can't remember. But luckily, they gave us warning, and I had some money saved up because I have a mortgage and other bills. But you want to have something to fall back on. Don't wait till the last minute to have extra skills. During my working time as a home health aide, I gained skills as wedding and special event planner. I got my degree in that, or certificate in that, in 1998. And I continued the learning process. When I was first hired back for the government, I obtained my bachelor's degree in 2008. 10 years later, I went back and got my master's degree in leadership development. So you can spread out your skills in different areas. Make your life interesting. Do something on the weekends. Have a hobby. Turn that hobby into a business like I did many years ago. But have some back pocket skills. Happy learning!